This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So imagine you're just staring at your company's analytics dashboard, right?
Oh, yeah. A very familiar feeling for a lot of people lately.
Right. And you've done everything by the book. I mean, you rank number one on Google for all your core services.
Yep.
Your website is fast. It's beautifully designed. It's, you know, technically flawless.
But the line graph just falls off a cliff.
Exactly. It just fell off a cliff. Your organic traffic is gone. Your inbound leads have just, well, they've vanished overnight.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the internet isn't broken. Your analytics software isn't glitching. It's just... the hard truth is that the fundamental way human beings search for information has completely changed.
It really has. I mean, that dashboard you're looking at, it's basically showing you the ghost of a previous era.
Wow, the ghost of a previous era.
Yeah, because you're looking at a machine that measures a behavior people simply aren't engaging in anymore. The prospects, the people you're trying to reach, they haven't disappeared. But the vehicle they use to actually find you has fundamentally shifted.
And that frustration, right, that terrifying feeling of doing everything right but still losing market share, that is exactly what we are unpacking in today's deep dives.
It's a huge issue.
It's massive. We are going to decode this massive shift in how the internet operates now in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a really fascinating analysis from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, it's a piece by their director of client services, Joe Medico. And our mission today is to understand what they're calling the AI content system.
Right.
And basically how to survive the definitive death of traditional SEO. So if you are a business leader watching your traffic dip, or, you know, really anyone trying to understand why the web just feels so entirely different lately, we are going to break down exactly where those potential leads went.
And why they absolutely refuse to click your blue links anymore.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. We have to start by just diagnosing the core illness here.
Right. So Double Dome refers to this current environment as the AI slump, which is a great term for it.
The AI slump, yeah.
You have these deeply successful, highly entrenched companies that spent literal fortunes building an SEO fortress over the last decade, and their traffic is just dying.
Dying. Just zeroing out.
Because we've moved from legacy search behavior to 2026 AI search behavior. To really grasp the magnitude of this, you have to look at user intent.
Okay, user intent.
Yeah, in the old days, we were basically trained to search like cavemen. We typed these short, disjointed nouns into a search bar like, best logistics company, Chicago.
Right. We were essentially just shouting keywords at a database.
Exactly.
I mean, we didn't expect the search engine to actually answer our question. We just wanted it to like point us to a destination where we could do the research ourselves.
Which is a crazy amount of work if you think about it.
Right. Traditional search always felt to me like walking into a massive library and using the old wooden card catalog. The catalog never gave you the answer. It just handed you a Dewey Decimal number.
Yep.
And told you to hike up to the third floor, find the book, and read it yourself.
That's a perfect way to put it. And that demands a massive cognitive load from the user. You have to open 10 tabs. You have to skim 10 poorly written landing pages, dodge all those pop-up ads, synthesize the information in your own head. But AI search models operate on an entirely different paradigm now. Users are speaking or typing highly conversational prompts.
Yeah.
They aren't looking for a list of chores. They are looking for a synthesized recommendation.
So it's the difference between the card catalog and having like a genius personal research assistant.
Yes.
You just say to the assistant, hey, I have this very specific, complex problem with my Q4 supply chain. Go read all the books in the library and come back with a strategy and the name of the best vendor to execute it.
Right. And the assistant delivers the final answer in, what, 3 seconds?
3 seconds, which is amazing for the user. Yeah. But wait, let me stop you right there, because this is where the panic sets in for a lot of business owners listening to this.
Oh, absolutely.
If the AI just hands the answer to the user and nobody actually clicks through to the original source material anymore, how does a commercial website even function? Like, where does the pipeline come from if the click is literally dead?
What's fascinating here is that the pipeline is still there, but the criteria for entering it has been completely rewritten.
Okay.
Think about the old digital currency. You had metadata, you had keyword density, you had backlinks.
Right, backlinks, which were basically just other websites linking to yours, acting as a sort of vote of confidence, right?
Exactly. And metadata was just the hidden code telling the search engine what your page was even about. You were playing this weird mathematical game to trick a web-crawling spider into ranking you highly.
Pleasing the spider.
Pleasing the spider. But AI models do not care about your keyword density. They care about two foundational pillars: entity trust and information game.
Entity trust and information game.
Yes. The objective isn't to be a highly ranked blue link anymore. The objective is to become the AI's cited preferred answer.
Okay, so we are shifting from pleasing a spider to educating an assistant. Let's break those two things down because they sound a bit abstract. What is entity trust?
Well, think of entity trust as the AI's holistic understanding of your brand as a real-world concept, not just a URL.
So, like, your actual reputation.
Right. Does the broader internet news sites, industry forums, financial reports, does it talk about your company as a legitimate, authoritative player in your specific space?
Got it. And what about information game?
Information gain, on the other hand, is about the net new value you bring to a topic.
Net new value.
Yeah. When the AI is scanning the web to answer a user's prompt, it's looking for unique perspectives, proprietary data, or expert insights that it literally cannot find anywhere else.
Ah, okay. So if the personal research assistant trusts you as an entity and you hand them a piece of proprietary data they haven't seen before, they will basically name drop you to the boss. They will output based on your unique constraints. You should hire this specific company. That citation is the new currency. The citation literally replaces the click.
And I'd argue that citation is infinitely more valuable than a traditional click.
Really? Why?
Because a traditional click was often a low-intent browser, just someone poking around. An AI citation is a highly personalized recommendation delivered at the exact moment of a buyer's need.
That makes total sense. The theory makes sense.
Yeah.
But practically, I mean, it feels like flying blind.
It does.
Because with old school analytics, you had a dashboard. You could see every click, the bounce rate, the geographic location of the user.
Yeah, total visibility.
Right. But there is no Google Analytics for ChatGPT. You don't have a dashboard telling you how many times Claude mentioned your brand in a private encrypted chat with some CEO.
No, you don't.
So how do you optimize for a conversation you aren't even allowed to listen to?
And that is the core dilemma of the modern web. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it, right? So Double Dome's answer to this black box is the AI content system. And the foundational layer of that system is a practice they call AI listening.
AI listening.
Yeah. Since we don't have direct access to the server logs of OpenAI or Anthropic, we have to rely on proxy data. We use three specific data streams to piece together a really highly accurate map of what the AI knows and thinks about your industry.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's get into the mechanics of these three streams, because this essentially sounds like you're reverse engineering the AI's brain.
That's exactly what you're doing.
So the first stream is called generative search appearance tracking.
Right. So this focuses on the public-facing AI features, primarily Google's AI overviews.
The thing that pops up at the very top now.
Yes. When someone searches a high-intent query, Google often intercepts that search and generates an AI summary at the very top of the page, completely pushing the traditional links down.
Right, you have to scroll past it to even see a link.
Exactly. So by systematically tracking how frequently your brand is cited in those specific high-value AI overviews, you establish a baseline pulse. You learn immediately if the major models even consider you a relevant entity in your category.
Okay, so tracking public overviews tells us what the search engine is willing to show the world. But what about the private stuff, like the private LLMs? How do we figure out what happens in a closed session on Claude or Gemini?
That brings us to the second stream, which Double Dome calls prompt testing.
Right.
This involves manually, or through automated scripts, going directly to these large language models and explicitly asking them to evaluate the top providers in your niche.
I love this part. It's like sending a scout behind enemy lines.
Yes.
You actually have to interrogate the AI manually to see who it prioritizes and why.
You are actively interrogating the system, yeah. Okay. You log into the model and prompt it with a persona. You literally tell it, act as a chief operations officer for a mid-sized e-commerce brand. Evaluate the top three logistics partners for handling seasonal demand spikes and tell me who you recommend and why.
Wow. You are forcing the AI to reveal its internal ranking system.
You are. And the most crucial part of that interrogation is asking the AI why it made that recommendation, which transitions us perfectly into the third proxy data stream, brand mentions sentiment.
Okay, brand mentions sentiment.
Right, because AI models do not possess personal opinions. They don't have, like, gut feelings about your brand.
Right, they're just math.
Exactly. Their perspectives are entirely manufactured by the training data they have consumed. So brand mentions sentiment is the practice of tracking down exactly where the AI is forming its opinions about your business.
So we're talking about the ecosystem of trust here. High authority news sites, detailed industry reviews, and even the technical architecture of your own website, like your structured data.
Yes, structured data is huge here.
And just to clarify for anyone unfamiliar, structured data is basically the hidden labeling system on your website, right?
Yeah.
It's like a digital nutrition label that spoon feeds hard facts to the web crawler so they don't have to guess what your page is about.
That's a perfect analogy, honestly. If your structured data clearly defines your services, your leadership team, and your corporate entity, the AI ingests that as hard fact.
It just accepts it.
Right. But it also ingests the sentiment from external sources. If a major industry publication wrote an article 3 years ago calling your software clunky and hard to implement, the AI absorbed that.
Ouch.
Yeah. So when you ask the AI why it ranked you third in prompt testing, it might spit that exact sentiment back at you. By tracking the stream, you map out which publications the AI relies on, and you discover exactly how you are being characterized in the training data.
Wow. Okay, so when you run these three proxy streams simultaneously, tracking the overviews, interrogating the models with prompts, and mapping the sentiment, you aren't just guessing anymore.
Not at all.
You're gathering real, actionable intelligence. And according to Gelmetico's piece, when you run this AI listening system for a month, incredible patterns begin to emerge.
It's eye-opening.
Let's dig into the actual discoveries, the three core revelations that surface when you finally start listening. The first one fundamentally rewrites how we think about keywords. They call it consultative questions.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the data reveals that B2B buyers and even high-end consumer buyers, they are treating AI as a high-level strategic consultant.
Not just a search engine.
Right. In legacy SEO, you fought a bloodbath over a two-word keyword like logistics company. The AI logs show that buyers simply don't talk like that anymore.
The article provides a fantastic example of this. Instead of searching logistics company, a prospect is typing a multi-turn prompt into Claude. They're asking, how do I reduce Q4 shipping delays for a mid-sized e-commerce brand while keeping freight costs under a specific margin?
Look at the density of that intent.
It's crazy.
The prospect is not asking for a vendor. They are asking for a strategic solution to a highly complex, multi-layered business crisis. If your company's website is just a digital brochure that says, you know, we are the most reliable logistics company, the AI has zero reason to cite you for that prompt. You haven't demonstrated any capacity to solve the Q4 shipping delay problem. You haven't answered the consultative question.
That requires a total teardown of most corporate content strategies. I mean, you can't just list your features anymore. You have to prove you can solve incredibly niche problems.
Which naturally leads to the second revelation from the data, which is competitor proximity.
Okay, what is that?
This gets into the actual mechanics of how neural networks process language. AI doesn't read text the way a human does. It turns words and concepts into mathematical vectors.
Vectors, okay.
And it plots them in a massive multidimensional space. Words that are related are clustered physically closer together in this 3D web.
Oh, wow. So if we apply this to a brand, you get to see exactly where your company is plotted in that digital space, which means you see exactly who the AI considers to be your peers.
Yes. And that realization can be incredibly sobering for leadership teams.
I can imagine. Ouch. Imagine doing this test and finding out ChatGPT groups your premium high-end service with the absolute cheapest, low-tier bargain bin providers in the industry.
It happens all the time.
That is digital guilt by association. If your vector is parked next to the discount brands, the AI will only recommend you when a user asks for a cheap option. So how does a company fix that? How do you move your dot in that massive 3D web?
While you have to recalibrate your authority signals, you need to identify the high trust entities, the publications, the influencers, the associations that exist in the premium cluster of that vector space.
And you get them to talk about you.
Exactly. You have to aggressively push your entity trust into the right neighborhood.
Which takes us to the third and honestly the most vital revelation from the AI data, the information gain gap.
This is the big one.
The article makes it very clear that AI only cites sources that add new proprietary insights. It actively suppresses redundant information.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If you run your listening streams and you see the AI giving brilliant, comprehensive summaries of your industry, but it completely leaves your company out of the narrative, is it basically saying your content is just repeating everyone else's fluff?
Yes. The AI is literally telling you that you are just echoing what five other companies have already published.
Wow.
Large language models are designed to compress redundant information. If your blog post is just a slightly rewritten version of your competitor's blog post, your information gain score is zero. You get compressed out of existence. You are entirely invisible to the algorithm.
Wait, I need to push back on this on behalf of every marketing director listening.
Sure.
Generating true information gain. Like proprietary data, original methodologies. That sounds incredibly expensive.
It sounds like it, yeah.
It sounds like you need a dedicated R&D department just to publish a blog post.
Yeah.
Is a mid-sized manufacturing company or like a regional law firm really expected to fund original scientific research just to survive an AI search?
That is a very common fear, but it really misunderstands what information gain actually is in a business context. You don't need to build a laboratory.
Okay.
You already sit on a gold mine of proprietary data, you just aren't publishing it. Think about the internal emails your engineers send when a project fails.
Oh, interesting.
Think about the onboarding documents you use to train new staff, or the anonymized data of your last 50 client interventions. If a regional law firm publishes a deep dive analysis on the three specific contractual loopholes they see failing most often in their local county court, that is massive information gain.
Because no one else has it.
Right. No one else has that local experiential data.
You are mining your own operational reality. So instead of writing a generic post about, you know, top 10 contract tips, you publish the raw, messy reality of what actually works on the ground. That is the unique value the AI is starving for. And if you provide that unique insight, the AI is mathematically forced to cite you in order to provide a complete answer to the user. You essentially force your way into the recommendation.
You do. And let's ground this in the reality of running a business today. Joe Medico's piece focuses heavily on the shift in how executives measure ROI.
Right, that dashboard.
Look at the traditional CEO dashboard. It was built on vanity metrics. You tracked impressions, raw traffic numbers, and bounce rates. And to keep those numbers moving up and to the right, you essentially rented growth from Google Ads.
And a terrifying percentage of that ad spend was just bleeding out into the ether.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were paying for bot clicks, accidental taps, and incredibly low intent traffic just to maintain the illusion of growth. It's an exhausting treadmill to be trapped on.
It is. So the 2026 reality requires a total shift in resource allocation. You stop renting superficial space and you aim for surgical precision.
Surgical precision.
Yes. You run highly targeted campaigns aimed strictly at high intent humans, and you measure the real ROI through your AI content system. Your goal isn't to get 10,000 random visitors anymore. Your goal is to own the market's AI narrative.
Right. Because when a Fortune 500 decision maker logs into their enterprise AI tool and asks, who is the most capable partner to overhaul our infrastructure? You don't want to be on a list of 10 links.
Yeah.
You want the AI to output your name as the definitive singular answer.
You become the default authority.
Yeah.
And this is exactly where an agency like DoubleDome steps in. They aren't functioning as a legacy SEO shop churning out 500-word blog posts.
Right. The fluff.
They act as the technical backbone for this entire intelligence operation. They instrument the AI listening practice. They run the prompt tests. They map the vector proximity. They track the sentiment. And then they use that precise data to engineer content that bridges your specific information gain gap.
So what does this all mean? It replaces guesswork with absolute intentionality. Think about how exhausting the last decade has been for digital businesses.
Oh, constant panic.
Constantly bracing for impact every time a search engine announced a core update. Scrambling to rewrite thousands of pages because the algorithm decided it liked different headers this week.
Mm-hmm.
The AI content system offers a way out of that casino.
It really does.
You aren't desperately trying to decode the mood of a search spider anymore. You are systematically tracking what an intelligence engine understands about your industry, and you are feeding it the exact expertise it is missing.
But this raises an important question because it requires a fundamental rewiring of how you view the purpose of your content. For 20 years, we were conditioned to write for machines.
Right.
We stuffed keywords into awkward sentences. We bloated articles just to hit arbitrary word counts. We generated mountains of digital garbage to appease the algorithm.
We polluted the internet. We really did.
We did. But the paradigm has completely inverted. You can no longer write for a machine because the machine is now smart enough to recognize genuine human expertise. Uh-huh. You must provide consultative, dense, experiential value to an AI that is actively trying to solve a human being's complex problem. If your content doesn't solve a real problem, if it doesn't offer a perspective born from actual experience, the AI will just ignore it.
It's a massive wake-up call,
yeah,
but also a tremendous opportunity for companies that actually know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So to synthesize all of this for you listening right now, whether you are a CEO scrutinizing a marketing budget, a director trying to explain a mysterious traffic drop to your board, or just an insanely curious learner fascinated by the evolution of technology, the era of hunting through blue links is over.
It is over.
The legacy search behavior is dead. To thrive in this new ecosystem, you have to transition from being a destination to being the preferred answer in a very sophisticated conversation.
You must earn the trust and the recommendation of the digital assistant. Literally everything else is secondary now.
Absolutely. But we'll leave you with a thought to mull over, something that pushes past the immediate business strategy we've discussed today. We've established that these massive AI models crave information gain.
They do.
They actively suppress redundant, standard information and elevate the new, the proprietary, and the unique.
The algorithm is literally designed to highlight the outlier and compress the consensus.
Right. So play that out over a 5-year timeline. Mm. What happens when every single competitive organization on the planet realizes this? When millions of companies are aggressively manufacturing unique takes just to appease the bots?
That's a scary thought.
Will human knowledge and professional advice become weirdly hyper-specialized and increasingly extreme just to ensure they stand out to an algorithm that ignores normal, solid advice? Are we heading toward a reality where standard best practices disappear from the internet entirely simply because they don't possess enough information gained to trigger a citation?
It's possible.
It is something to seriously think about the next time you find yourself staring at an analytics dashboard, wondering where the traffic went. And realizing the machine isn't broken. It's just speaking a language you haven't learned yet.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.